20. Customer engagement. Achievement earned. HMFIC, own your own company. Reward, +1 level, +5 leadership if under 20, +5 management if under 20. World first bonus, no taxes. Your leadership has increased to 15. You may now lead 3 combined parties. Well, the skill level and skill points were nice, but my management was already at 20, so there was no boost there. C'est la vie. Also, holy shit, I dodged a bullet by being world first. No taxes? I couldn't imagine how bad those could get. Before applying the free level, the 5 points into leadership capped me on skill points, so I pretty much had to spend my 5 bonus points on intellect. That gave me a 20-point cushion to learn the skills for thief. I really didn't want to stack so much intellect all the time, but the sheer number of skills I had now was eating it up even with Master of None. I needed to talk to Rowan about it sometime, but Alfred seemed to have other ideas for now. So, if I may have a word. I'd forgotten how proper he was. It seemed like it had been forever since we'd spoken. Thankfully, it was how he was designed. He only appeared for conversation when asked or when necessary. Sure, what's up? Is something wrong?
Not quite, sir. I just wanted to discuss some new features you now have access to that are both menu-driven and controlled through my functions. Namely, you now have a corporation menu and an assets menu. The assets menu will now control both the mine and your new property. The new property is not yet producing anything, so you are not generating management points currently. However, you do start out with a significant amount to begin upgrading the facility for whatever functions you need. As it is classified as a general business property and is within a major city, you have several options for upgrades.
Can you show me? I almost immediately regretted asking. All management point prices shown are per unit per instance of the facility being purchased. Guest lodging, 200 MP. Bar, 100 MP. Product shelf, 50 MP. Storage, dry, 150 MP. Storage, humidified, 150 MP. Storage, cold, 200 MP. Additional room, interior, 100 MP. Additional room, exterior, 250 MP. The list went on and on like this for quite a while, to the point it was almost unreadable. There was an incredible amount of absolutely mundane options like this, but it wasn't what I needed yet. Can you filter this to just crafting-related items? Specifically workstations, forges, that sort of thing, but only what Nick and I could use right now? Forge, 400 MP. Glasswork add-on for forge, 100 MP. Tannery, 200 MP. Alchemy lab, 300 MP. Greenhouse, 200 MP. Sewing station, 150 MP. Leather add-on for sewing station, 100 MP. Workstation tier 3, required for gnomish artifice, 500 MP. That's more like it. How many points do I have?
Due to the sheer size of the building, you start with 2,000 points, sir.
Great! Then let's get dry and humid storage, and then everything on the second list except the sewing station and leatherworking add-on. I can live without those for now. How long till this is ready?
It should be ready within a few hours, sir. However, it is approaching your recommended log-off time.
It is getting late, huh? That's perfect, then. Go ahead and start. I told the other two what was going on, and we all decided to call it a night. Distressa asked for a training and sparring area as soon as we were able to afford it. Apparently, there were special ones not entirely unlike what El had in Gnome Tharen that allowed sparring without risk of death, and some could even provide increased SP regeneration to reduce downtime during training. I told her we'd add it to the to-do list and bade everyone goodnight. Then I logged out and finally got to sleep. My dreams were filled with images of me swimming in gold coins. The next day, I logged in early and was greeted by a message from Rowan.
Jack, hope your ass didn't forget you're running the shop for a week starting today. Remember to buy low and sell high and you'll do just fine. Keep it up and we can get that thief job for you when I get back. Rowan.
Oh yeah, We had a trade agreement now, so he could send me messages like this. I made sure the sigh I let out was good and dramatic, even if no one else was around. I remembered someone once saying to do the right thing, even when no one was looking, and being dramatic at that moment was definitely the right thing. I messaged my friends so they'd know where I was when they logged on, then headed that way. Everything was set up and ready to go by the time I got there. He'd left extensive notes on where to find things, what to expect, who the regulars were, take it easy on them, lad, or fuck them over as hard as you can, was written by each name and physical description, and things I could work on throughout the day to boost skill gains. My first day was a blur. Rowan's shop was several orders of magnitude busier than I expected it to be. I was thinking something like a small British bookstore, but it was more like a giant soulless department store. Also, word seemed to get out that someone else was running it because people expected to be able to get much better deals than they got from me. Some of those deals apparently included free because I picked up another 3 points in perception just from spotting kids trying to shoplift. I also picked up 1 point in haggle. I didn't expect any, but I managed to get a guy to raise his offer to a price above sticker just from staring at him silently while he tried to haggle me. Someone once told me that in a deal-making scenario like that, the first person to talk loses. He kept talking, so he kept losing, I guess. Since I'd hit so many deals the first day, I was already level 6 in my merchant job by the time the day was done. I was surprised to see that leveling my jobs also provided me with my usual 5 free bonus skill points. Unfortunately, much like the other points granted per level, they only applied when I had the job active. Since I used Identify so much as a merchant, I opted to spend all 25 points on Willpower, since it was the only stat I had no points in, and regenerating my MP faster would help with dealing with customers more quickly. That and apparently stacking intellect in a job wouldn't open up any more skill level slots. In addition, I was gaining just as much XP in my base class as my job, since it was a non-combat job. It wasn't enough for a level, but it was a good start. After closing the shop, I looked through his selection of arms and armor. I figured I needed to find something that he didn't have or was low on and make it myself. Apparently, there was a very small selection of iron and steel equipment throughout the city. Due to the previous shortage and the players buying up whatever they could, almost no one outside the military could get their hands on such equipment. I was about to change that. As it turned out, a lot of players that were interested in crafting that started in the human realms were very disappointed to find they couldn't access the materials needed for smithing. That was going to change soon with the influx of iron I was bringing, but for now, I had another monopoly to take care of. It was then that it hit me that I didn't need to make all of this on my own. I had my own company now, and there would be plenty of players looking for work. They just didn't have access to materials. Materials I completely controlled the flow of. I set the matter of hiring to the side for the moment as I wanted to get to work on leveling my own personal skills, in case I needed to help train someone. I quickly set about firing up my new forge and cranking out some swords as quickly as I could. I'd forgotten to order coal for the steel, so all I could manage for the time being was iron. It wasn't the best thing I could make at the time, but it would do. Switching over to my smithy job, I got to work. Even with time dilation during crafting, I'd only managed to make about 10 long swords before I had to call it a night. That still got me to level 5 in smithy and 1,000 management points, plus 2 points in weaponsmithing. I was pretty pleased with that for a first day, but I knew I could do better. Apparently, one of the downsides to my trait that gave me bonus SP off my intellect was that it didn't help heat resistance like endurance did, so I dumped all 20 free points into endurance. The first night was miserable without it, though. The heat from the forge sapped my will to live and move around much more quickly than I thought it would. Alfred said it became a non-issue at around 100 endurance, so that was my goal. After handling my level up, I had to crunch the numbers on this. If that took 4 hours of real-world time, a dedicated level 1 smithy could make about 20 long swords a day, initially, if they played 8 hours a day. Management points generated were supposed to be based on value, so that's up to 2,000 gold a day for a single smithy working 8 hours a day. 14,000 gold a week wasn't too shabby for sitting around crafting all day if you were just making the money for yourself. I needed this to be profitable enough to make someone an employee, though. I decided to keep this routine up for a couple of days to see how much my production rate changed, since the skills were vague. So it was 2 more days of selling goods and forging equipment. I should have some big skill gains when this week was done. The second day of running the shop was much like the first, except I managed to make about twice as much money since I was getting into the swing of it. It also helped that I could see more customers more quickly now that people already knew better than to try haggling me. My merchant job leveled twice after the business day was done, which was a nice boost to my sales abilities. I put all my points into willpower again to help with regenerating mana. As for skills, I got another 3 points in haggle, 2 in perception, and 1 each in divination and identify. I also got a notification I hit level 16 in my base class. Whoever said working retail didn't make you stronger? When I got back to base, Destreza and Nick were both there working in their respective areas. I decided the previous night to use some of the management points from making swords to get Destreza's training area like she'd requested.
Hey, boss, how about a quick spar?
She asked as I walked in. I don't really see the point, Des. I won't last long enough to learn anything from it, I replied, awkwardly scratching the back of my head.
You've got a point there. I guess if you could fight, you wouldn't have bothered hiring me, she said before getting back to her practice.
I did watch for a moment, though. Her forms were surgically precise. Every rotation of movements was done the exact same way. You could actually see where she'd slightly worn certain spots in the floor already from repetition. Her dedication and skill were, as always, terrifying. Nick was in his special workshop. Apparently, Tier 3 meant blast doors, because the door looked like it belonged on a vault more so than a workshop. There was also a hazard sign with a warning saying not to open during experimentation. This seemed like as good a time as any to get to work on my stuff. According to the info I found from talking to Alfred, armor could take 2 to 3 times as long as swords to make, but could sell for 3 to 4 times as much. That should equate to more management points, experience, and money, so armor was the way to go for a while. I opted to work full plate, since it would give me the most practice and sell for the most out of all my options. Add on the fact that I'd raised my smithing skills quite a bit, and I estimated I could make as many suits of armor as I did swords in the previous night. It was painstaking, backbreaking work, too. I almost went insane shaping every individual piece to fit together without grinding up against another piece as the wearer moved, plus making straps to hold it all together, polishing the metal properly, and ensuring the weight balanced evenly when the person was strapped in. The notifications that flooded in were absolutely worth it. I managed to get a level of leatherworking and 2 levels of armor smithing off of each suit, all 12 of them. I even leveled Smithy up again. In addition, the last few suits took about half as long to make as the first ones. I assumed it was a combination of skill levels, job levels, and increased proficiency on my own. On top of all of that, I even picked up another class level. I put all of my Smithy points into endurance, and I dumped my class bonus points into intellect again to give a cushion. I convinced myself I'd put them in something else if I leveled again tomorrow. The last big gain was that I'd made 5,500 management points. I banked them since I wasn't sure how I wanted to spend them. Unfortunately, I also used up 100 ingots. In other words, almost my entire stash was gone. I had 30 left and wouldn't see another shipment for about 3 days. Speaking of which, I had a few things to deal with before logging off and getting some sleep. First, I sent a message to Popple, letting him know to deliver the iron to me at the warehouse. I gave him the location and description, and he said he'd have someone here as soon as a shipment was ready. We also briefly discussed plans for expansion with the next batch of management points. I needed more iron ASAP. It was a shame that the system worked the way it did. No one had bothered to explain that I was getting instant gratification of points off of what I did inside the HQ because I was doing it myself, whereas the mine was weekly batches of points because I got weekly shipments of iron. Second, and this was the beginnings of greatness for All Trades Inc. as far as I was concerned, I paid 1,000 gold and sent a system message through Alfred to be received by every player in the city every day for the next couple of days. Help wanted. Blacksmiths, enchanters, and all others welcome. All Trades Inc. is now hiring. Contact Jack All Trades for more information.